Father, I just want to thank you today that I can come and be with you. Thank you, Father, that you sent your Son. He gave his life so that I could know you. And Father, you love me. Father, it just goes beyond my understanding to imagine that way back in time before the world even began, you conceived me and everything that I am. You imagined the person that I would be today, way back in time. You thought about me, Father. And then in your amazing love, Father, you conceived me in your mind. That you would cause the day to come where I would come into this world. Father, you truly are my Father, for I came from you. Because, Father, I really am your Son. While I was being carried in my mother's womb, Father, you were there knitting me together as your word says. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book, before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. And when I awake, I am still with you. Father, the truth of your words caused my heart to love you more. The day that I was born, Father, you were there. And you welcomed me into this world that you've created. You've made it for all of us, Father. That we could live in this wonderful world, in this wonderful environment. The stars above and the clouds that move across the face of the earth. Father, you made all these things just as a place for us to live. You decided the day that I would be born, and you decided the place that I would live. And when I finally came into this world, your Father's heart was there to welcome me. Oh, Father, you really are my Father. You've watched over me all the days of my life. And Father, in the times when things were difficult for me, you were still there, watching over me, looking after me. You heard my childhood prayers. Oh, Father, I thank you that I really am your Son. And you sent your Son, Jesus, to die on a cross for me, so that I could come to know you. Father, you are a wonderful Father. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me, but I have stilled and quieted myself like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. Father, I simply rest in you. So thank you that you have all things in hand. There's nothing, Father, of my life that is too great for you to care after, to work out and look into the future to solve. Father, I thank you that I am your son. I thank you that I am your child.